It's here and now, and we are nearing another one of those self-imposed deadlines in Washington. Congress has just 5 days to seal the deal on a budget, pass a farm bill, and deal with expiring long-term unemployment benefits. This is the only week this month that both the House and Senate are in session together, and they are scrambling to prevent another government shutdown. Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor, and he is with us from Washington. Ron, first of all, let's talk about the possibility of a budget deal. It's being worked out between House Republican Paul Ryan and Senate Democrat Patty Murray. They've been trying to come up with a compromise, although the Washington Post reports that what they've got amounts to little more than a ceasefire. Can you tell us about what we know so far?
Well, all of those statements are true. It is going to be a comprehensive agreement to some degree, but it is really only a ceasefire because the wars will simply go on. They are going to continue some of the basic mechanisms that we've had in the last couple of years for trying to stopgap against either a government shutdown or, say, a debt default or any of the other ugly consequences that could come from some of these budget wars. They're going to essentially soften the sequester mechanism. They're going to make that a little less biting for many of the federal agencies than it has been, make it a little bit more livable. And they're going to try to essentially round it out so that they can get past this next set of deadlines, which begins this Friday, and then we've got a couple coming up in January, and make it possible for the Republicans to avoid another government shutdown. There is no enthusiasm for the scenario that we saw in October.
And when you say sequester, by the way, for people who don't know, these are the across-the-board sledgehammer spending cuts that came out of the deal back in, I think it was August of 2011, that had to do with the near default then, but now this is what we're living with in terms of the budget, and there's another round set to come in January. What about Tea Party Republicans, Ron? Is the sense that they will go along with whatever their Republican colleagues in the House come up with here?
It depends on the mix. At this point, we're expecting the sequester to be softened by there being new and different cuts elsewhere. For example, they're going to ask federal employees to pay more money towards their own pension costs. They're going to cut back on some other benefits for federal employees. So those kinds of cuts, the Tea Party folks and the Republican Party in the House are going to be very happy with. They'd like to see that go even further. But there's also supposed to be a little bit of revenue in this package in order to avoid a second round of sequester, as you say. And that would involve, say, higher fees for security on air travel tickets and possibly a milking a little bit more out of the sale of the broadcast spectrum. Anything that begins to smack too much of a tax increase, a substantial, a significant tax increase, will mean that those Tea Party votes will bail, and then John Boehner and Paul Ryan won't be able to deliver the House on this deal or any other.
Well, as we said, this is just one of the things that has to be done by the end of the week. Let's talk about some of the others. The farm bill, this involves food stamps. It involves farm subsidies. What's going on with that?
The farm subsidies are an enormous complexity having to do with subsidizing virtually everything that gets produced on a farm, food and fiber and so on. And the most contentious of these at the moment is the milk price subsidy. And if that does not get worked out, then they can't really extend the whole bill. Now, there's been talk of a month-long extension of the whole bill, and there's been talk of a month-long extension just of the dairy price supports, the so-called dairy patch. And if that gets done, they can avoid a complex series of events that would take place if the dairy supports should expire. That would lead eventually, over a matter of weeks, months, to rather sharp increases in the price of milk, perhaps as much as 75, 80%. Maybe even 100% increase in some parts of the country in what people pay for milk, say a $7 a gallon milk price. They want to avoid that at all costs. They might do just a dairy patch, or they might extend the whole farm bill. But that doesn't speak yet to the issue of food stamps, where the two chambers have been at enormous differences, the Senate really wanting to cut back only by about $4 billion over the next 10 years, while the House was insisting on a much larger cutback of something like $40 billion over the next 10 years. Senate's moved a little bit in the House's direction. We'll see how far the House is willing to come towards the Senate Democrats.
Another big issue, Ron, is the issue of extending long-term unemployment benefits that are set to expire for about 1.3 million people on December 28th. I want to listen to a clip of Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky laying out his opposition to that on Fox News Sunday.
I do support unemployment benefits for the 26 weeks that they're paid for. If you extend it beyond that, you do a disservice to these workers.
Ron, the point he was making is that the longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to get a job. People don't want to hire you if you've been on unemployment benefits for a year or something like that. What might happen with the extended unemployment benefits?
President Obama devoted his Saturday radio address to a plea to extend these unemployment benefits for the 1.3 million people affected. But it does not appear as though the Democrats are willing to absolutely scuttle any sort of a deal with the Republicans this week on that issue alone. So it may be used as a bargaining chip. It may come back up in the end game. But we do not expect the Democrats to be willing to do this. And here's the reason why. It costs $25 billion. And in an atmosphere when you are trying to reduce the pressure and get the sequester softened, as we discussed earlier, another $25 billion, they don't know where to find it. They don't know how to pay for it. They're probably going to let the Republicans let these benefits expire.
Ron, your guess, are we going to have an answer to all this by Friday or not?
Yes, we will. We'll have an answer by Friday, and the government will not shut down this time. But, of course, this is just another stopgap. It's just another ceasefire, as we said at the beginning.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.